You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
The last Word Salad, Amelia.
Yeah.
Here we are. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good.
I have to move some boxes today.
Ugh. Moving's a process, eh?
Yeah. It's filling me with a dread, a special kind of dread.
Special kind of dread. Well, let's take your mind off it for a few minutes and talk words one more time. Where in the world of words are we going this morning?
I kind of just thought I would recommend people some stuff. Considering this is the last word salad, I thought I would recommend some like books and stuff.
I think that sounds great because we've already had texts from people saying, what are we going to do on Wednesdays now that we don't have Word Salad?
Yeah, well, you can read these books that got me interested in this kind of stuff.
All right, hit us. What have you got?
So one that I read at quite a young age because I was a huge loser. The Adventure of English by Melvin Bragg.
Nice.
So Melvin Bragg is he doesn't really cross over to New Zealand that much. He did a little bit in kind of the 2000s, but he's like a big time arts presenter in the UK. He does a great podcast called In Our Time. He used to do the Left Bank Show. Is that what that's called?
He did, yeah.
Which is incredible. And he wrote novels, but he also did this thing called The Adventure of English, which is basically just like a very kind of like English perspective on the development of the language of English. So talking about the various different places that invaded England and how that sculpted the language. And it's also available as a TV series if you don't want to read a... The book is quite funny because I think the TV series came first. So it's got all these lists that are just like, and that's where we got these words. And then it'll be like 30 words. but it's very effective as a TV show. And I think it's just floating around on YouTube.
Hell yeah. A lot of the best stuff is just up on YouTube.
I love Melvin Bragg. He's got a deep kind of northern passion to him.
Oh. We love that. I also love Melvin Bragg. He's fantastic. Great to have someone who's dedicated their life to arts journalism. It's a good thing indeed. So we got
who would do such a thing?
What else have we got in the world of wordy books?
So another one that is a really good overview is Mother Tongue by Bill Bryson. I think probably a lot of people know Bill Bryson, but they maybe know more his kind of like humorous travelogues. But Mother Tongue, also English and How It Got That Way, the subtitle, is very similar to The Adventure of English, but takes a more American perspective. I think Bill Bryson did live in England for a long time, but he's an extremely American guy.
100%.
Sadly, no TV show of this one. I think they made the TV show of Notes from a Small Island and they were like, this guy's quite weird on camera. I don't know if anyone's seen the TV show of Notes from a Small Island, but it's like, it's kind of like getting cornered at a party by like...
Your mate's punishing friend, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, yes. And then I went down to... I love Bill Bryson, but he's quite a strange television presence. But yeah, Mother Tongue is extremely good. And Bill Bryson also did a thing called the Penguin Dictionary of Troublesome Words, although I think the recent editions are called Bryson's Dictionary of Troublesome Words.
Penguin was like, this is too weird for us. We need to separate ourselves slightly.
But if you do write things or you're the kind of person who just suddenly goes, what is the correct usage of this? That's extremely good. I mean, the trouble is that you read it and then you become the kind of person who goes...
That is the incorrect use of whomst.
Why? I mean, the whomst is not a word.
I was hoping I would get that bite.
I mean, whomst is fine. I like whomst. But like, you know, nauseous and nauseated.
Mm.
And once you learn that, you know, nauseous and nauseated are essentially poisonous and poisoned...
Yes.
Like equivalent. So you're not nauseous, you're nauseated. You will become a punishing person, even if only in your own head. Even if you have the restraint not to say it. And I have intentionally avoided on Word Salad doing kind of like commonly misused words or things you're saying wrong.
Punisher's Corner.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the time we're like, language is defined by usage. But I think even like, I feel like we don't talk enough about the other side of that, which is that like, you know, the normative ideas about language are used to like punish certain classes of people.
Snaps for that.
Yeah.
Solidarity forever.
Like various like specific dialects are, you know, relative to class and gender and all kinds of things. And if people are doing it wrong, people get really rude to them. Anyway.
We need a special like secondary podcast just to talk about that at some point.
I mean, I feel like I've brought it up kind of every time. It's been vaguely relevant.
It's the not so secret political undercurrent of word salad. What else is good out there? Also, for anyone who's like trying to write all these names down and missing them, I will pop it in the podcast, so you won't, you know, you can just listen and enjoy, and I'll make sure the list gets to you as well.
The other thing that I think basically everyone who ever has to write anything down in English should read is The Elements of Style.
Ooh. Who's that by?
It's odd because it was written by this dude called William Strunk Jr. But then the kind of edition that we all have now was expanded upon. It was kind of like revised by E.B. White, the Charlotte's Web guy.
No way.
Yeah. So it's this kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a, almost like a palimpsest, kind of an odd thing going on there.
Ooh, la, la.
You don't often get a book that was written by one guy and then rewritten by another guy. And then the popular edition now, I think, has illustrations by another third man.
I love that.
Yes. It's just very well written, and as I said before, rules are whatever. You don't have to follow everything it says, but I think it's very good for articulating helping you to understand, and it's very good at articulating the way in which different sentence formations and different use of punctuation gets different things across.
Right.
I wish when I was a university student that all my students had read it.
So any uni students listening right now, that one's for you.
It's very straightforward and nice. It's not like reading a thesaurus. Like, it's a beautifully written book.
Hard out.
It's no Charlotte's Web, but it's up there.
It's getting in there. Have you got any more recommendations for us? Or?
I think that's kind of the essentials there. Like, those are the ones that kind of made me into the weird nerd that I am today.
The word nerd you are today.
Yeah.
Amelia, thank you so much for all of your amazing words you've brought us on Word Salad. There's really only one song we could listen to right now, which you've picked for us this morning. From the Tom Tom Club, Wordy Rapping Hood. I feel like it's the worst kept secret of BFM ever, but like, revealing that Amelia also writes all of our amazing ads at BFM.
Yes. And is that a secret?
I don't know if it's a secret. I feel like, you know.
I guess I don't talk about it on the
the radio. So, you know, that's why the ads are so funny and amazing. That's all down to Amelia. And also another terrible kept secret is Amelia, the artist you know and love, is wonderful Amelia too. So we're really going to miss you around the station. I'm especially going to miss you because you're my first on-air buddy. We used to do
graveyards at like 3 and 5 in the morning.
Yeah, so I'm really going to miss you around. Melbourne is extremely lucky, as Rosie texted him before. And when you're back in Tāmaki, you better come and play some music for us and get back up on the radio. So thank you, Amelia. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure doing this segment that... to pull back the full curtain, started as a, oh my god, no one can do their segments because the station is closed down for a pandemic. We need to get the people who work here to fill in spots. Amelia, talk about words.
And it's become one of our favourites.
Yeah, it's gone all right, hey?
It's gone pretty good. Thanks, Amelia. Let's listen to the Tom Tom Club.
Words, abstract words, crazy words, and lying words, hazy words, and dying words. words are like a certain person can't say what they mean, don't mean what they say.
Bollocks has something he'd like to share.
Thank you, Amelia, for giving me a couple of hits. So from me, Rachel, and everybody at B and the listeners, miss you already. We love you to bits. That's it.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.